I got tempted to kill my elementary French teacher.
Hi, my name is Nie, and this is I Got Tempted. It's a platform where we get to share our toughest and greatest temptations and provide ways on how we can avoid them and, if possible, prevent them.
On today's episode, we'll be looking at a word, murder. Question. How tempted have you ever been to wanting to kill anyone? Like, send the person in question on an errand to the great beyond without a return ticket. I was in primary four when my classmates attempted to kill the French teacher. Do you want to unravel this puzzle with me? Then I will need you to stay tuned to the rest of the show. It was a sunny afternoon inside a green colored classroom. Everyone was busy with assignments, awaiting the French teacher who just briefly told us he'll be back shortly for his period. I remembered that I had not concluded my homework, so I got right on it, with no moment to spare. I cannot afford to get my ass whipped again, I thought out loud, when all of a sudden, there came a noise that jerked me out of my thoughts. An argument had erupted between a classmate of mine and our French teacher. As little kids, we all thought it was something insignificant. Probably the dude has not gotten his Francais right or was not making any efforts to improve on it. Or probably he was caught dancing on the hallway when he was supposed to be in class. Something like that. But this was totally different. The disturbance that came out from the four walls of my classroom that day had the power to draw out the head teacher out of his nest of an office to investigate what exactly the issue was. When he approached the classroom, he had to make hand gestures to tell its members to settle down. With that, he asked in his British Yoruba tone, what is the matter? Apparently, the French teacher caught the student struggling with something on his chair as soon as he had left to get a textbook from the library for the class activity. Now, on getting back, he saw him with whatever he was doing on his chair and apprehended him. I can tell from our end that we, that is the entire class, didn't even notice any movement from either of them. Didn't notice when the French teacher left the class after he said he would, or even the student, Dami, when he walked over to the teacher's desk. We all thought, this was not important, as we were all engrossed with our own private businesses to care. Now, by this time of the interrogation, Dami was already in tears, crying that he didn't do it. Now, the question was, what didn't he do? When asked to tell his own side of the story, Dami, who also happens to be my friend, stated that while he was studying and preparing for the class, he noticed one of our classmates strolling over to the corner of the teacher's desk where the French teacher was supposed to sit on when awaiting us to finish our sums. And he also said he noticed that she inserted something on the chair that it wasn't quite clear from where he sat in the class. He couldn't quite see it from where he sat on the class. So after she was done with her business there, she returned to her seat and acted like nothing had happened. He continued that all he wanted to do was to find out exactly what the girl was doing there and why she was doing it before he got apprehended. Another question. What was the girl doing over there at the teacher's desk? Do you think Dami did it, or he was just caught in a very compromising situation and his story is actually true?
It wasn't that Mia was trying to kill the French teacher, but the classmate he saw, Betty, fondling with the teacher's chair. What would make a 12-year-old girl wanting to kill a teacher with a rotten needle punctured on his chair so neatly in such a way that when he sits right at it, pow, it meets his doom? Obviously, we know that this doesn't kill right away if treated appropriately, but it still beats my imagination. When asked the reason for this, she replied that she didn't like the way he scolded her during his classes. As time went on, she grew to resent him, hence why she wanted to kill him. Now, that's some malicious afterthoughts. But this doesn't always have to be the case. From my point of view, of me seeing it from here, she probably would have been sent to a juvenile home for rehabilitation if she were a Westerner. But nevertheless, she caused her parents so much hurt and pain during that period, which would have drained them physically, socially, and even emotionally. Also, don't you think she would have lost out on friends and her life, things that really matter to her? I don't think she put all those stuff into consideration when she was making advances, but when I still ask those questions. I know there are a lot of fellows who would always try to bring the beast out of you. But you don't have to give in every time. Most times, it's just not worth it. You don't have to prove any point to them. No need. Now, that's a small kiddo. But what if it was more serious and it had to do with you? Yes, you. Picture this. It just made you so mad. You grabbed a knife, ran to him, and stabbed him. He's dead. You killed him. Happy now? No, you can't be, because you got caught and arrested. You were trialed, found guilty, and convicted. You were 18 when it all happened and given a sentence of life imprisonment with hard labor. That means no man, no child, no job, nada. Your future fades away like a smoke right in front of you. Then the voice inside you asks, what was the point? See, love, you shouldn't always give anyone a reason to see you locked up behind bars, because that's what happens to you when the Pope gets you. So my advice is flee from whatever looks, tastes, or smells trouble. Always remember that life and those in it are like sandpapers. They brush you left, right, and center so badly, yeah, I know, just so they can bring out a refined and smooth you. So, 1, be the better and matured individual in the equation. Calmly rationalize the situation and deliberately choose to do better. Show that person you can do better. 2, don't think or look at the person or situation. Just move on. Act like it never happened and treat the offender as if he or she does not exist. I know this may be difficult to do, yes, after what the person has done to you or someone you cared about, but trust me, it will save you a whole lot of mess. Last but not the least, check out a therapist. It's advisable that you seek a professional in this regard to help you cope with your rage and manage it effectively so your actions leave you no regrets. If you believe you have more tips you would like to share, feel free to join our online community on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at jamie.fm. We'll be glad to hear from you. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now. But I'll be seeing you in the next episode of I Got Tempted, hosted by me, Nie, from jamie.fm. Peace.
I Got Tempted was produced by Nie and Ike Rizzo. This episode was edited, mixed and mastered by Ike Rizzo. I Got Tempted is a production of Jamit Media.